T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't have irons at the moment. If you ask me to golf right now, I can't go with you. I sold them before getting the new ones.
That's like trading digs before the draft.
I don't think not having a one doesn't mean we can't have success, you know, on offense or as a team.
You don't necessarily need irons to play golf. I'm just going to hit driver and bump 3 woods in the fairway and then putt.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Looking at all these names on this big board.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
15 of them.
You could be mine.
Who's the number one guy that's not on here?
The best receiver that's not on that board? I got somebody asking about Brendan Rice. Where's Brendan Rice? Where's Jalen McMillan?
Nah.
Where's Malachi Corley?
Where's
Jamari Thrash?
Yep.
Where's... How many other receivers can I pull off the top of my head? Who am I, Josh
Allen? Who's the guy they had visit? It's like a day 3 guy.
Ryan Flournoy,
yep. There's the Georgia receiver that ran like a 4.8 40 time.
There's also...
He's got like a hyphenated name. Marcus Roseme Jack Saint.
Yes, that's right.
Is that right?
That is right.
It's not Mark Saint, it's Jack Saint.
That's right. Okay. And then there's Johnny Mitchell, the 6'7" receiver from Florida State.
Oh, I don't even know about that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's another one.
6'7"?
He is 6'7".
Okay.
Good morning.
Receivers.
Great news. If you're tired of hearing us talk about receivers, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Unless they don't take one.
And the light is a...
This is why
and the light at the end of that tunnel is a train coming for you, brother. I got to cut a rustling promo. I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, real quick, question for you. At the draft party, we're bringing the big board to the draft party. There are 15 names on that board.
Yep.
There are 27 picks before the Bills. I think what we'll do at the draft party at Resurgence is we'll put this big board up there, and every time that a team is making a selection,
yep,
we'll choose someone that's attending, like, all right, it's your turn to go up to the board. And if a receiver gets taken off the board, you take the name off of our board.
Yep.
That way, if you're at the receiver draft party with us, is it okay to call it the receiver draft party?
Jeremy and Joe's official wide receiver training draft party.
Nate showing up and being like, let me tell you about the importance of defensive tackle.
No, we need like a penalty box for any time somebody references defensive tackle.
This is where I say, yes, round. I know the Bills need defensive tackles and defensive ends. And fine with that later in the draft, you know, second round, third round, whatever. Trade a future first to get back in the first round to get Chop Robinson, as long as you've already drafted Brian Thomas Jr. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I do care. But anyway, we'll have a person at the draft party just like pull a name. And that way, if you're at the party, think of this experience. You want the best draft experience? Here you go. We're going to be at Resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
Your ticket gets you beer and well drinks and pizza and finger foods. And you're hanging out with friends. You're hanging out with me and Josh and Joe and having a good time. And you're thinking, boy, it's like 8:45. What receivers are left? You turn to the corner and you look at the wide receiver big board. Mm-hmm. And it tells you everybody that's left.
Yep, exactly.
That's it. What an experience you could have.
Yep, and we'll all boo as we take the names off one by one at the top of these.
We'll have music and we'll have a mixtape as we bid adieu to the idea of Marvin Harrison Jr. with the Bills, and we have to shed a tear. We'll pour some out every time there's a receiver taken.
Yep. Should have like a wide receiver graveyard with like mock-ups of them in a Bills uniform where we put them in there. Because there's definitely Someone out there, right, has Photoshopped Marvin Harrison Jr. in a Bills uniform? Someone out there has done that, I'm sure.
If no one's done it yet, can we have it in the next 10 minutes?
Oh, someone can do it in 10 minutes.
Could somebody do that for us?
You got these AI image generators even these days.
I haven't seen that picture yet. And
the Marvin Harrison Jr. in a Bills uniform?
Yeah, it's like an artist rendering for a stadium. Once you get a look at it, you're like, oh boy, I really do like the look of that.
Yep.
Marvin Harrison Jr. stadium, a rendering of Marvin Harrison Jr. in a jersey.
I do not have that coming right up. There's one in a Bills uniform that's not even a real Bills uniform. So this is not real. Yeah, maybe there isn't one. All right, someone get on that. There's an opportunity here for you.
Yeah.
Until they, of course, he goes fourth to the Cardinals, or fifth.
True. But the good news is, here's the silver lining. If you are a dynasty fantasy football player, tomorrow's a big day.
Yes.
You know when you have your picks? And I got a pair of number one overall picks. So Marvin Harrison Jr.'s landing spot is, matters to me. I got a third overall pick. I got a sixth. I got a 10.
I've got the third pick in one dynasty draft, which is almost certainly going to be a Dunze. And I need that to be a good spot.
Good landing spot?
Like, even all the Joe Ostrowski yesterday on the afternoon show, just the idea of him going to Chicago, just like, what? The guy's going to be the number three out of the gates in a very crowded room? I mean, if I'm the Bears, I want to go all in. Let me get the three best receivers I can get my hands on. But Chicago, he's down in the depth chart. Tennessee, he's down in the depth chart, and the quarterback has questions. The Giants, the quarterback is just probably bad. Honestly, like, what's the best landing spot for a receiver in the top 10 that's currently in there? It's the Chargers, and isn't it the Falcons?
The Chargers is a great landing spot, I think. And Falcons...
Maybe not. I mean, that's kind of crowded there, too, actually.
It is a little crowded for the Falcons. I don't think Arizona's bad at all.
No, Arizona's got a quarterback and has nobody at wide receiver.
Kyler Murray is not ever... Again, if we're just talking fantasy, he's fine. And he fed DeAndre Hopkins, and Marquise Brown was okay.
Yep.
If he stays healthy, I think the idea of let's say it's a Dunze or Neighbors or even Marvin Harrison Jr., I'd be fine with a landing spot in Arizona.
Does everyone think they're trading down, though, Arizona? Because if you've got – a lot of people have quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, and 4. And if that's the case, then you've got Arizona moving down somewhere. And I don't think they want to go that far. They probably want one of those top three receivers, I would think. They don't have anybody. They don't want to trade out of a Dunze at the worst, I think, if you're Arizona.
Yeah.
Or you probably want to figure out a way, can I trade out of four and get Marvin Harrison Jr., but what's the best you can do there? Can you move to six? Can the Giants come up, grab a quarterback, the Chargers go draft a lineman, and I draft Harrison Jr. at six? Like, if I'm the Cardinals, that's a spot. And then I bring Harrison Jr. in, and with Kyler Murray, he's catching 1,500 yards in his rookie season. Which I don't think, by the way, is that crazy. If he's the number one in that offense, he could have that big of a year.
Yeah. ESPN reporting that Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back.
Yeah, let's go. Good. Should never have taken him in the first place, right?
Well,
Bills legend Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back.
Yes, that's right.
Negative rushing yards.
One of two.
Still amazing.
He's not the only one. One of two running backs to finish with negative rushing yards.
Who's the other one?
I'm pretty sure Nyheim Hines ends his Bills career with negative rushing yards.
Really?
I think I'm almost positive I saw that. Let me triple check.
Okay. He's got return yardage.
Yes, he did. But his overall stats, Nyheim Hines ended the season with negative 3 yards rushing.
Wow.
Six carries for minus three.
Wow.
Does any other NFL team have two players that finish their career with negative rushing yards? Probably, right?
Non-quarterback category probably would be necessary there, because I think then they used to count sacks as rushing yardage back in the day. So, probably not. Getting his Heisman back. There's been a movement for that for multiple years now, for him to get his Heisman back. Because he lost it, what? Was it class stuff, right? Someone was doing his homework for him or something, or he wasn't even going to classes and they were just giving him grades. I don't even remember what it was for Reggie Bush. I couldn't keep track of all these NCAA stuff. Someone sold textbooks and lost their award.
Reggie Bush, So he won the 2005 Heisman. He was drafted so long ago that running back early was not controversial. It just did it.
Yeah.
We did running backs early. The controversy with Reggie Bush was Houston deciding no thanks and going Mario Williams.
Right.
It's another thing to think about for the draft. Go back 10 years in the draft and say that the new format exists in the old drafts. It would so fundamentally change the draft.
Yeah.
Because in a year where it goes Alex Smith in the first and then Aaron Rodgers drops to 24th.
I'm looking at that draft right now, by the way.
What, the Alex Smith draft?
The 2005 NFL draft.
There are three running backs in the top five.
Yeah, I needed to find that chart that Schefter was just tweeting up like a couple hours ago and just make sure everyone knows that this draft is included in that data that Schefter is tweeting out. A draft that was so long ago that three running backs went in the top five.
Yeah.
Ronnie Brown went second, Cedric Benson went fourth, and Cadillac Williams
two
went
running
fifth.
Backs from the same school went in the top five in 2005.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's
the league is so different.
That's 2005 draft. In Reggie Bush's year, this is what I was going to get to.
Yeah.
So Reggie Bush is drafted second. That year, it goes quarterback Vince Young at 3, Leinart 10, Cutler 11, and I think that's it for quarterbacks in the first round. Let's say they did a redraft on that right now. The draft would undoubtedly go Vince Young 1, Leinart 2, Cutler 3, and then you would get into Mario Williams and DeBrickashaw Ferguson. The quarterback has been moved to the front of the line. And this is another one, the 2006 draft. It goes defensive end, fine. Running back, quarterback, tackle, linebacker, tight end, safety, linebacker.
Yeah.
You would never see that in today's NFL. Two linebackers, two safeties in the top 10.
Yeah, that's
would not happen.
That's crazy.
So
there's a greater understanding of positional premiums now
absolutely.
Than there ever has been.
Or whether it's a greater understanding or if it's just the changing league and what is more valuable, you know, 20 years later, it's just worth pointing out that looking back to previous drafts for historical data, you kind of have to include that even 10 years ago, it was different.
Right.
The way we valued things. So, Mario Williams goes number one, Reggie Bush 2, Vince Young 3. It just wouldn't have happened.
In this draft, we might get three quarterbacks and three receivers in the top six.
Yeah. That's the current state of things. Those are the
really
two,
might happen.
The two most valuable positions for scarcity and for money and, yeah, all that.
Is there any reason to think if that plays out that it should impact the Bills? Like, that would be receivers going quick, but who's out there drafting for need? Is somebody really badly want receiver? Like, is someone in this receiver group going to go way higher than we think they do?
Yes.
Because that does happen a lot. There's randomness in the draft.
I saw yesterday Odunze at 7. I'm sorry, Brian Thomas Jr. at 8.
Brian Thomas Jr. at 8.
Quarterback. Wow. Receiver. Tackle, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah. That would be to Atlanta?
Yep.
Worthy was the one I was thinking about for that. Because I know Al Davis does not run the Raiders anymore, but isn't that a thing the Raiders would do back in the day? They would draft, they pick 13th, they would pick Xavier Worthy at 13. I'm wondering about Worthy being the guy, maybe Thomas is better for that, but Worthy being the one that somebody, all it takes is one. 31 teams could have him as a late first round pick or early second round pick. And if one guy, one GM, one owner out there goes, he broke the 40 record.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the fastest dude that's ever entered the draft and goes, I think I want that guy.
Yep.
All it takes is one person to fall in love with the sheer speed and take him higher than he's supposed to go. The Bears, I've been pointing this out as a theory that Chicago could trade down, that they had Xavier Worthy in for a visit, and they do not pick between the 9th and 75th picks. Is it possible they're doing their due diligence because somebody in that building is wondering about the possibility of Worthy going in the top 10? Number 9, hey, we already got Keenan Allen. He's going to handle all of the inside stuff. He's going to be our slot or stud slot guy. And we've got DJ Moore to be our number 1. Perfect spot for the fastest receiver that's ever entered the NFL draft as our number 3 receiver with our new young quarterback. We can't bet draft props
in New York State, which is unfortunate.
If we could, I would be all over the under on Xavier Worthy or the over. The lower the pick, I think he is the guy I'm thinking a lot about going way earlier than we're projecting.
Let me pull up some of those, the props,
yeah,
the markets and such, because we can't bet who's going to go where.
Correct, we cannot.
But there's, I don't know how much it's really worth getting into, to be totally honest. But
the latest, the thing that people are betting a lot right now is the number 2 overall pick.
Yeah.
Because Washington, and the talk out of there is nobody has a clue. Nobody knows what the Commanders are going to do, but yet the betting odds, Jaden Daniels this morning is minus 400 to be the number 2 pick.
I might bet somebody else. Who knows? Diana Rossini's latest report on Jaden Daniels. Ready for this?
Yeah, what's she got?
The Athletic, Diana Rossini of The Athletic, she wrote, senior NFL insider, Jaden Daniels was given a high grade by many teams. While the quarterback is, quote, cool with Washington, I'm told in his, quote, dream world, he would reunite with Raiders coach Antonio Pierce, who was an assistant coach at Arizona State when he was a Sun Devil, or play under Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. So here's Diana Rossini reporting that Jaden Daniels would be cool with Washington, but he'd really prefer to go somewhere else.
Right. Yeah.
Is that not? Listen, Washington. They do. If I could make a comparison here, they do not yet deserve the benefit of the doubt on anything. Yes, they have new owners. They do not deserve the benefit of the doubt. When Ben Johnson said thanks but no thanks, and then it started to get leaked about Ben Johnson, they tried to trash him in public. Bad idea. They looked bad. Now the story comes out that they brought in all the quarterbacks all at the same time. I don't have a problem with that. You could do something wacky. You do something different if you want. But if Jaden Daniels says he didn't like it, didn't feel good about it, you could make that about Jaden Daniels being an entitled millennial if you're somebody like Mark Schlereth who does that every single day on a podcast. Or you could just say maybe Washington doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt. And if you're Jaden Daniels' agent, you might feel like it's the kind of team you could scare off of your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll trade the pick. Maybe you go third. Because if you're a quarterback, you probably do want to go as high as you can. However, now with the rookie wage scale, Joe, it's not the same as it used to be.
Right.
The difference between 2 and 3 or 2 and 4, yes, you're giving up some money. But if you think your likelihood of success is twice as high with a different team, then you'd rather go to that different team. It's part of the tough part about being drafted as a any position that is reliant on somebody else, quarterback, receiver, especially. So if you're Caleb Williams, the Bears, what did they do? They've done a lot to make it look more attractive.
Yep.
If you're a quarterback and the Bears call, you look at that roster and say, like, okay, we'll see. Don't know about the coaching too much, but got good receivers. Last year, they were an improved team outside of their offense. So, okay, the Bears. Meanwhile, here I've got Washington, and what's going on there?
Yeah.
They hired Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn, and you've got basketball people that are currently running their organization.
Yeah.
Like Bob Myers used to run the Warriors and Magic Johnson. Yeah, I would have questions too. They have good receivers.
They do.
I like that.
They do.
At least. But, right, everything else. And also, who wants to play for that logo? Is that a worth mention here? Who wants to play for the Commanders logo? You want to play for the Washington Commanders? Just, I don't know. The Bills, by the way, I'm looking at some of these draft props. There are only three teams that are their favorite to the number, the top position drafted by that team where the favorite is wide receiver. There's only three. The Bills are the biggest favorite. First position drafted to be wide receiver. They're minus 290. Want to guess the other two?
The biggest favorites?
The other two teams where the favorite for first position drafted is wide receiver.
Okay, Chargers?
Not the Chargers.
Okay, they're tackle?
They are, where are the Chargers? The Chargers are tackle. Okay. Yep. Offensive linemen.
Yeah.
They include all offensive linemen in that.
In that case, I mean, the teams I see a lot are Pittsburgh and Arizona. It's got to be Arizona.
Neither of those. Arizona, where is Arizona in here? Arizona is not listed. Okay, could that be because everyone's assuming it's going to be wide receiver? That's possible. The two teams are the Giants, who are a big favorite, and the Chiefs. The Chiefs, the favorite for their first position drafted is going to be wide receiver. And, yeah, some of these other stuff.
It's like the Chiefs and who?
The Giants.
Okay.
The Giants are favored to take a wide receiver first. And that is close to the Bills, minus 250 as their first position drafted. Quarterbacks listed on here as well, which I guess shouldn't be completely ruled out, right? Daniel Jones coming in. Quarterback's actually second. Yeah, it's basically receiver and quarterback for the Giants. That's pretty much it. But Neighbors is the favorite to go there at number six.
Why would they take a quarterback when hit Daniel Jones? Sorry. If you see a chart tweeted by Adam Schefter today, the best thing you can do is delete it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was actually, he pointed out, it wasn't his. It's a report. It's a producer on ESPN's Get Up. The Hembo guy?
Yeah.
He's the guy that put out this
sneaky
chart,
Hembo?
This chart about draft hits and misses. And I think when you realize it was put out by the Get Up producer, you realize that this chart is as misrepresentative as anything. It's like the debate shows when Skip goes on and says LeBron's not good. Like, it's actually supposed to be wrong.
Yep.
Let's put out something very wrong and see if we can get a lot of interaction. Anyway. That's my own personal vendetta against this chart.
There's some other fun prop bets for the NFL draft, including what will happen first, Bill Belichick smiles or Nick Saban smiles.
That's awesome. Saban.
Saban? Over Belichick? Belichick looked pretty happy on the McAfee show last week. Which highlight will broadcast show first, Marvin Harrison highlight or Luke May UNC basketball highlight? Excuse me, Marvin Harrison Sr. NFL or Luke May UNC basketball? I guess both of their dads were pro athletes. Who is the favorite to who will be traded first during the NFL draft? Players in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk is the favorite.
Okay.
Second?
Boy, who's second?
This would be tough. Third is out there. Third is a guy that's been in the rumors like in the last day or two. Cortland Sutton.
Okay.
He's third. Alvin Kamara is second.
Oh.
DeAndre Hopkins, T. Higgins, A.J. Brown are also listed here.
Did we do the stat of the day yet?
We did, I think, this morning. Also, primary color of Caleb Williams' nail polish is also available. Black is the favorite.
There you go. Here's one of your, it's an added stat of the day. One of the things about these quarterbacks is some of them have been around for so long, like Michael Penix has played a million snaps.
Oh my gosh, he's been in college football since like Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want another one like that?
Sure.
Jaden Daniels has been in college.
Yeah.
So long. That he threw a touchdown to Brandon Ayuk at Arizona State.
What is that? When was Ayuk drafted? 2020?
He's the Jefferson draft.
Wow.
Brandon Ayuk caught a touchdown from Jaden Daniels at Arizona State.
Holy cow.
It's the COVID, right? Like, the guy's got an extra
COVID.
Year.
COVID.
And the schedules got all mixed around.
Yep.
And some guys stayed and kept eligibility. Jaden Daniels threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk.
Wow. That's why. He's one of those guys where, right, the COVID eligibility allows him to be a top pick in the NFL draft. He just won the Heisman. Imagine he didn't have that extra year of eligibility. What would he have? He would have been coming off a year with 2,900 yards, 17 touchdowns. Is he getting drafted in the top round with that? Leggett is the name for that, though. Leggett would not have been sniffed by the NFL if he didn't just play last season. He had like 400 yards for his career before last year. And he's now probably going to go late first, early second because he got that extra year of eligibility.
803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Mock draft season, not much time left. If you haven't done a mock, do one.
We might have to move our Friday mock up to Wednesday or to Thursday if we want to do one. Unless we're doing a day two mock.
Do we have a paper bag in here? Hold on.
A paper bag?
I'm hyperventilating right now.
What happened?
I'm hyperventilating.
What happened?
We're seeing these mocks.
Oh, the mocks. I thought news just broke or something.
All right. What? So sue me. So I'm getting excited by a mock.
That's fine. I thought they just traded for Ayuk or something.
No, but, The Athletics.
Yeah.
Beat reporter mock draft.
Okay. Seems pretty official.
Right. That's Joe B. It's our buddy Joe B.
Yep. It's pretty piece plugged in.
What did he do? You should go check it out. Read the whole thing so you can see everybody. But
yeah, he was the first one I remember really hinting at they could do the big move up, or they would want to do the big move up. Trading. I mean, he mentioned trading their future first at one point, mm-hmm. like over a month ago.
Yep,
he's got them doing that.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
Spicy.
He's got him going to 7.
Wow.
I am sweating.
7.
Okay, one more day. What a colossal disappointment when they drafted a defensive back. And then I tune Cooper. Then I tune into WGR for my buddy Nate Geary to tell me how it's so fundamentally sound.
Imagine you're Cooper DeJean and you show up at the Bills and you're just like, wait a minute, why does everybody hate me? Why is everyone so mad about this? I'm a cornerback that went 28th overall.
Right.
This isn't like picking a quarterback in the top 10. What's happening here?
This is the point where no one will remember this. If they draft the defensive back, we'll be like, yeah, you know, well, all right, whatever. We'll see how it works.
And no, that dude better be a Hall of Famer.
Well, whatever.
That dude better be a Hall of Famer.
All I'm saying is we want what we want. It's the draft. We got, like, what, 72 more hours of saying, here's what you should do, and then it's all over, and then you pretty much got your team.
If they draft a cornerback, and he's not going to start, imagine I can't even fathom entering the regular season with a situation like that. Where their first-round pick is on the bench is Mac Hollins is starting for them at wide receiver.
How about I saw the offensive tackle Guyton mocked to the Bills yesterday. Offensive line.
Same thing. That guy's going to be on the bench while Justin Shorter is playing snaps. Sweet.
All right.
Don't do it, Bills.
One more day. Come to our draft party. We can all, I don't know, if you're going through the what do we say, the roller coaster of emotions.
The ringer.
I'm going through it. Yeah, I'm going through it, all right. How many more hours? Oh, they're a commercial. The ESPN countdown's not up there. It's like 56 hours.
Wouldn't you want it during the commercials more than anything? I'm already distracted by your other coverage during the actual shows.
It is wild. You know, you think draft talk has reached peak draft, and then you look up at ESPN, and while Brian Windhorst is talking about the Lakers series, they've got a Toledo defensive backs player card on the left side of the screen. Like, that's where ESPN's at. Listen, as long as we all acknowledge that we are fools for this,
yes.
I think we're allowed to be fools for this.
Yes.
Jeremy and Joe, and Josh producing, thanks for being with us one more day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.